What's up, everybody? It's time for another episode of your favorite podcast, and now with a really cool introduction. Man, always wanted to be in Star Wars as a kid. Thought that'd be awesome. Now I'm on the next best thing. Elijah, you said when you were a child you wanted to be on the Prodigal Sons podcast, right?
Nope, I said I wanted to be Chewbacca.
What's up, Sean? How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Tom?
What up?
Turkey Tom.
Turkey Tom.
Tom's got his third annual Thanksgiving turkey hat.
Third annual, thing. Yeah.
I love that hat because
here's a trivia. What was the first hat I wore on this show?
This dude on Turkey Tom.
What was the first hat you wore on this show?
It wasn't even a hat. It was a full costume.
Oh, the hot dog costume.
The hot dog costume. That's what it all...
That's what I thought I was thinking.
Hello, hello. Oh,
there you are.
There I am. Sorry.
Can you put a little more bass into Tom's
bass
voice? Here's the little
tidbit
preview behind the scenes. Every single episode for 117 episodes, we've done a sound check.
Where's my water?
Nothing happens to the microphone board. To the soundboard in between episodes. Absolutely nothing. And every single week, 117 times in a row, Tom goes, my voice needs more bass.
I'm not calling Dave a liar, but I something happens.
Yeah, there's a mouse. There's a mouse that comes in every week.
And just changes.
Just Tom. Turns Tom's bass down.
No, it's not every week. It happens between the
mic.
When we're checking the mics. So, like, right now, I'm very high pitched.
You know what it is.
Very high pitch.
He comes in during the week, and he's trying to adjust it for himself.
Oh, and he's got the wrong thing, so he's turning up the treble.
He's turning left instead of right. And it's
right.
Yeah, but when I do the mic check, I sound like a radio voice. And then when the show starts, it sounds like I got a helium balloon.
That's because you get nervous.
Yeah.
I'm not nervous.
That's your customer service.
I'm not nervous. Why do you think I'm nervous?
Why is your voice getting so high?
I'm not nervous.
What's up, Lisa? How you doing? We are the best podcast with a medical professional.
Who's Restream Yo?
What?
Restream? Is that a Restream?
Yeah, it's Restream.
Oh, my goodness. Mike.
What's that one on the bottom says Restream Yo?
Yeah, that's Restream.io. That's that's how we send it out to everybody.
Restream is a broadcast company. Hey, Sean,
yeah.
I bet you didn't know today was a 10-year anniversary of something. Can you guess what today is the 10-year anniversary of?
Not right this second, I can't.
Well,
I have never seen the .io one, ever.
It's always there. It says the chat is ready to display.
That's because you don't normally do this with your glasses, and that's just a big blur over there. Okay, so you guys just missed something incredible that happened. I asked Sean if he knew what today was the 10-year anniversary of, and he nailed it. First guess.
It was the butt fumble.
The butt fumble happened 10 years ago today.
Mark Sanchez.
The Jets.
Sadly, I missed that guy.
Yeah. For comic relief, if nothing else.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he could have got more than 3 points on Sunday.
That was a great tackle, though.
What, to end the game?
Yeah.
Oh, were you talking about the butt fumble?
Yeah, the butt fumble was a great tackle. That was one of the greatest tackles I've ever seen in my entire life.
Listen, he likes big butts and he cannot lie.
Went straight for it.
He
right
was attracted
into it.
It's
like a Homan beacon. He was just like, wham!
It is, you do wonder, was it like a Days of Thunder moment where he was trained, you go right for it and it'll move by the time you get there?
You know, he was thinking in his head, Rubbing's racing.
Yeah.
You know what? What it was he had a perfect set of cleats on.
Yeah.
Perfect match cleats.
Man, you do know Days of Thunder.
And when he saw it, he said, this guy is going down.
Perfect match. Wow. That was a good pull, Elijah.
It was.
I don't think anybody else got it. I mean, out there in the ether. But I certainly appreciate it. Perfect. You got a perfect match set of tires on that.
You'll be able to hit the corner. Yeah, just punch it.
When you get that corner, you can hold it.
It will hold. It will hold.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, Harry. They put the perfect tires on. They were
what?
Perfect tires? You said.
All right. We're not endorsing it or anything, but no. Days of Thunder, if you haven't seen it. Spoiler alert. He wins the race at the end. It happens.
Oh, man.
And then he does this weird thing. Where he's got grease all over his face, and he runs down the track, and it looks weird.
For the lady.
Anyway, that was back in the... What was that, in the 90s? Late 90s?
Had to be earlier 90s. Maybe mid.
Well, the rental car was a Chevy Lumina. That was that was like a 94 Chevy Lumina, the one they were in. So it was probably mid 90s. Yeah. Anyways, now that we've lost everybody.
Great topic.
You know what?
You're cleaning your glasses over there. Why don't you, inject some energy. Some of your bass into this thing.
You know what car? You know what car was there that you don't see anymore?
Here we go.
Where was it? Because I'll guess it. But
the car. It was a car in the movie. It was a soft drink.
It was a soft drink.
Coca-Cola.
Oh, Mellow Yellow.
There you go. There you go.
Love the Mellow Yellow. Anyway,
nice sweater, Tom.
Okay. Let me know when we get to a topic.
School pictures.
The Holy Roman Empire was neither holy nor Roman nor an empire. Go.
Well, Dave. I got nothing.
Discuss.
Maybe we could ask for Streamio.
I think we should
have. Streamio. I thought it was somebody. Because you know how sometimes.
It's like Alexa. Just ask it questions.
Sometimes when my sister comes on, it comes up with like something generic. I thought Streamio was somebody on their phone that came up that way.
Hey, Tom, could I use an eyeglass thingy? Yeah. Thank you so much.
We're just
going
to pass that around the table.
We were sitting here for an hour before the show, and now everybody's cleaning the glass. Wow.
Well, apparently I need them.
So I was thinking recently about all the old technology
boom, boom, bah, boom, boom.
That we used to have that our kids have no idea about what we went through.
I just had one of these old moments the other day with my kids.
What do you got?
Sony Walkman.
Ooh.
The original, the metal cased one.
Oh, not the sport one.
Not the yellow sport.
The yellow one was good. But
I don't remember it like.
My dad found one.
And it had like the things that go in your ear?
You could. I didn't want to interrupt your conversation.
No, that's cool. Finally, a topic.
Wow, you got excited about the Walkman.
Yeah, so I loved it.
I don't remember what the original Walkman looked like, because all I remember is the yellow one.
Yeah, so before it was metal. It came in red.
I'm going to look this up.
Yeah, it looks Sony Walkman. It came in red, teal, black, and silver, I believe. So my dad had found one at the house, and I was like, that's cool. We were talking about it because I was reminiscing. I think it was my original Walkman. So Andreas like, do you think we could sell it? So they sell for $450 on eBay.
$700
Not even working.
$711 on eBay now.
Yeah, it's crazy. My kids are both like, what is that? They're like, it just does the radio? I'm like, no, you put tapes in it. You can listen to a cassette tape. They're like, what's a cassette tape?
My dad got one of these yellow ones at a garage sale. And I think it was a sport because it could get wet, right?
Had a latch almost. I had one of those. Over the buttons.
Yep. You remember, did you ever have a Talk Boy from Home Alone?
No, my buddy had it down the street.
They had the Talk Boy.
I got it way after it was cool.
Wow.
I got it, again, yard sale. Like
he got it last week. Let's be honest. He bought it last week.
I don't have that kind of money. How about like winding cassette tapes? Like the things that kids...
With the pencil?
With a pencil. Yeah. Or when you got like one just kept... unspooling, you could have some fun and like throw it out the window and hold on to the thing and like pull the tape.
You know what? We used to do that so much. You would see it all through the street. Like you would see pulled tape all through the street.
Shane, already praying for that, bro. I saw that on Facebook. How about, did you guys do the VHS tape? Did you have a separate machine to rewind the
Betamax
tape?
One?
Yeah, I was just thinking of the rewinder. Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about the rewinder. Where you go?
Don't use the VCR. Take it out.
Yeah, because it would wear out the VCR.
Wait. What was the phrase in every video store?
Be kind.
And what?
Rewind.
There we go.
You know that rewinder was marketed by Blockbuster.
You know that. It had to be. Because didn't they charge
you? Yeah, they charge you like $3 or something.
If you didn't rewind it, you had to bring it back.
That's like bringing a rental back on an empty tank.
And $3. $3 is like $25 today.
Yeah, well, $3.
You could have bought the movie for $3.
You could rent it for $3, and then you had to pay $3 to return it without
rewinding. Think about the concept of a store. Like if you – oh, my gosh. I love this topic. The last couple of days, we went through a movie thing at our house. We watched like 5 or 6 movies in the last few days. Lisa was off over the weekend, so we had some movie nights. Anyway, you just Netflix, Amazon, all the stuff. Any movie you could possibly ever think about, you just scroll through and go next, next, next. Ooh, that's good. I'll watch that. Blockbuster, like, would they have like 100 movies in there? Like, you had to, and if they didn't have the one, you would have to leave work, stop someplace on the way home to rent the movie. And they had like 100. I think the building's falling down.
So are you the same way with a movie as you are with watching football?
No, I'm actually better with VHS, believe it or not. What I do with the VHS tapes is I know where the good spots are. So what I do is I unspool it all and I cut it and then I copy and I put it in again. Like anything I know I'm going to want to watch again, I just duplicate it.
Yeah.
And then when we watch it, like, it's instant replay.
Yeah. Yeah.
My VCR was so old school.
Yeah.
The remote.
Yep, me too.
Was wired.
Mine too. And the wire, really? The wire was long. Wired.
I don't real remember long. That.
I don't remember wired VCRs.
I'm so old. The first cable remote was wired because it was a box like this big.
Yep.
When Prism was where you watched the Flyers and the Sixers.
That's right. That's right. Prism.
My 12-year-old is in the room, and she's like, "Did he just say prison? Because this sounds like prison."
It was a box, and it had from 0 to 99, like push buttons.
Oh my god!
On it,
I remember those switch cable the boxes. Channels. Yeah, you
and that was wired.
Wow.
All right, who had the connector in the back, the ABC? You would plug in the different things and click it in the
back. This guy right here, yep.
You don't remember
those
things?
The switch.
ABC. Switch, yeah. Oh, mine had buttons.
I for
had
what? Buttons
on. No, mine had a switch to if you had like a
VCR and you had like a Nintendo and you had like...
Yes, I do remember that. Yep.
TV or game, TV game. We had a switcher,
Oh, no, I had one. It was like a black box and it actually had four buttons on it and you could screw in... different coaxes and you could just push the button to the one
that probably came out after the one we're talking about.
Nintendo came with the one that the kids TV game and the
these kids these days
it's funny because real quick so Nintendo used to come with that
came with it.
Now it like you get something, it doesn't come with anything, you got to buy all the extras,
everything separate.
But back then they used to give you everything.
I'm sorry because but when you mentioned Nintendo, do you know you cannot use the gun from Duck Hunt on a TV today, our current TV.
Oh, really?
I'm curious how you could use it back then. That always baffled me.
I'm going to tell you how.
Tell me.
This is why you can't use them. Those older TVs had what in them that TVs today don't have?
Tubes,
which also had mirrors in the back of the TV.
Really?
So when you fired that laser, it would bounce off the mirror in the back. Today's TVs don't have that, so you can't use that anymore.
Wow. You just ruined my plans for tonight.
That's okay. You were going to miss anyway.
He was going to get laughed at by the dog. Everybody else have the power pad for the Nintendo? It was like...
That was the jam.
Kids in the United States are getting fat. Let's make a video game where they have to run on a plastic mat.
I have that at home.
You still have it?
I have that at home.
That probably goes for like $500 on the internet.
These kids think that they're pretty slick with the phones and the computers and all that stuff, that they know how to use technology at like 5 years old. But if they're ever like stranded on a desert island and to get off you have to program a VCR, they are screwed.
Done.
They are screwed.
No.
If they
use a rotary phone to dial 911.
If it's 8...
That's what I was about to say.
If it's 8 o'clock in the morning and they have to record something that comes on at noon and... they have to figure out how to set the time on the VCR to get it to do that, they're done. They're done for.
Here's the crazy part. A lot of the stuff we said and talked about earlier, kids today want. Dude over here wants a Polaroid camera. He wants a Walkman. He wants this stuff.
Well, Polaroid cameras have made a comeback.
There is no way that cassettes are ever going to be what records are. Okay, this might end up on Freezing Cold Takes someday, but... I mean, there's no way, like, cassettes...
Records made a comeback.
Records made a comeback, but could you imagine walking into a cassette store?
We do that, right? I still have boxes of cassettes.
Right, but I don't think they're marketable. I don't think they're worth anything, right? I mean, do you think they will be someday?
Like 8-tracks, they're not worth anything.
For me, this is it's just a nostalgic thing.
You guys know, do you know what 8-track is?
I never used one was around when they were out. But
they are horrible. Like
I was born right in the middle of cassettes.
You couldn't rewind them. Like you had to listen to the album all the way through.
No way.
Yeah, there was no rewinding the 8-track.
Really?
And you had awful. There's some people that were so old, they were.
I love with the cassettes, though. It's like, I really like that song. Let me get back to it.
Too far.
Oh, it flips. Yeah, it flips sides. Oh,
cassettes,
man.
When you had to like flip it, you had to pull it out, flip it, and put it back in.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had the auto flip.
Yeah, the auto flip.
You know what I liked about the cassettes is you can buy the blank ones and you can just record right from the radio. Just go.
Oh, yeah. You used to make mixtapes. Yeah, like, you had to listen for like 3 hours for the one song to start. You heard the first note, you're like,
No.
You had to push two buttons, too.
Two buttons.
No. This was the funny part. The only time you could get all the songs you wanted was New Year's Eve. Because they would play all the hottest songs from the whole year all the way through. So you had to have a radio on, and you're like, all right, I want that song. Pray, then pause. Wait for another song to come on, play all night. So you end up with like 20 tapes. Oh, that was a loser.
But then 3 weeks later, you're like, I don't even like any of these songs anymore.
You can't remember what song was on what tape.
You had to try and write it in that little tiny
thing. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, that little space.
I forgot about the little space. Yeah. Trying to write like 80 songs in there.
How about, did you guys cheap out when you had to go buy the cassettes and the VHS, or did you always buy the like name brand? Because there was a difference.
Supposedly. What, Memorex?
Like Memorex or Maxell?
Maxell was the one.
They were the good ones.
I didn't know that they had.
I like Memorex better. I always use Memorex.
I liked Maxell.
But yeah, you could go to like the dollar store and buy like a 10-pack.
I've never did that.
Those were garbage.
Yeah, those are bad.
So horrible. Those are the ones that used to always just get stuck while you were playing, and then you'd have to take it out and put the pencil in.
Jeez, we are old.
And what about camera film? Remember you had to go buy camera film?
Yeah, 35 millimeter.
But it was like,
take it into a place and then, you know, had to.
But it was either, you had to pick the 200, 400, 800. You remember that?
Yep.
Like you had to pick the exposures.
Yeah. And there was no deleting of pictures. If you took a picture by mistake, they're going to see it.
No. You're like, why did I get a picture of somebody's behind? Like, I don't. Oh, that's mine. How did I get a picture behind me?
And it's like, yeah, it's like I paid for 40 pictures and one of them is good. Okay. Well, that's $6 I'm not getting back.
1 hour photo.
Oh, 1 hour photo. Yep.
How much time did we waste on that crap?
Yeah. Like, yep.
Now,
disposable
cameras. We used to go buy film. For cameras that were crap, to take pictures that were crap, to hopefully get one good one that we would hang on the wall. Now we take a million pictures a day and we never look at them.
Yeah.
Wow. So profound.
It's crazy.
Yeah. How about waiting for a computer to boot up?
No. How about waiting for... That's the AOL.
Yeah, that was the next thing I was going to say.
You've got AOL. Mail.
You got mail. Yo, AOL was like...
Yeah, 25.
That was the place. To
wait 8.5 minutes for the computer to boot up, 4 minutes for the AOL to work to get an email from grandma that says you never write me emails.
How does this work?
No.
In all caps.
What about this AOL? You got the trial CD, and when it ran out, what did you do?
Got a new one.
You got another trial CD,
that's
right? You never paid
that's
for
right.
it.
That's right. That's right.
I remember the trial CDs, but where did you get them?
And it's still like
I got them at
Walmart.
And
it still let you use the same username.
Yep.
Like extend
it.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they didn't make it.
Yeah.
No, that's how the government started spying on us. Yes.
Oh, LimeWire.
My mom. Sorry, mom, but my mom still has her main email is. AOL.com.
She's still getting free discs. She's still getting free AOL.
So,
I mean, thanks for the hat, brother. I love it, dude. Shout out to Amin Lewison. Sorry, I had to get him a shout out. He got me the hat.
I can always tell when a customer comes into my shop because I always get their email addresses. I haven't sold them yet, but I'm probably going to someday. But you can tell based on how old they are. Like, you can pretty much guess if it's going to be Gmail, AOL, Hotmail,
or Yahoo.
Yeah. You can usually tell by age group what they're going to be.
You know what? Sometimes people have an MSN one.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while you get like a weird person with a .biz or something, and you're just like, no.
I think I have a .biz.
Well, that would explain some things.
Wow. Okay.
Gmail will be around forever, though.
Yeah, Google it.
They figured it out. The AOL.com. That's funny.
You guys watch any of the World Cup or hear anything about it?
What's the World Cup?
Football.
All I know is Santa's soccer. Upset. The commercials keep showing Santa's upset they moved the World Cup to his season.
He was vacationing.
He
had to leave his vacation early.
I've seen more of those commercials. It is, yeah. I've seen more of those commercials than actual. I haven't actually watched any of
them. Yeah, I've seen the commercials.
I was just wondering if you knew like the whole thing with Qatar.
Guitars?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. The only thing I've seen is that like everybody's refusing to play there. Like
all so
with the queue.
Right? Yeah, there's a problem with they don't like people or religions or females or drinking or anything.
Whoa.
So they, anybody who went there with any sort of patch or love. Like there was one team, I forget which one, they had a patch that said we love people or something. It's like love everybody.
They just come and start ripping
they made
them off.
Take them off before they play.
Wow.
So,
what's their religion in Qatar?
Mean people. I don't know.
Qatarism.
Qatarism. Yep.
Qatarism.
Cut peopleism.
Yeah. Cut peopleism. Kakasism.
Whatever it is, they don't like. Whatever their religion is, they don't like women. I missed it.
Catharticism. Yeah. I don't know. Yep. I'm just throwing something. We're, I thought we were just throwing things out there. Quotes.
Right. Dog walker. I don't know.
Well, we did our Secret Santa today.
You know who I got?
I don't think you're supposed to say.
I want to say, though.
You're not supposed to share.
You're not supposed to share. We're going to do our Secret Santa on...
it's not Secret Santa. It's Pollyanna.
Isn't that the same thing?
It's blue... It's what is it? Blue elephant?
White elephant.
White elephant.
They're all the same thing, Tom.
No, they're not.
Wow, we made it 21 minutes.
Blue elephant, you could exchange gifts if you like it or not.
We made it 21 minutes.
Well, not we're talking about nothing.
I mean, Seinfeld did that for years.
Yeah.
But 21 minutes before you opened the Reese's.
Back.
That's.
Yeah, that was good, right?
Yeah. How did it? Did you ever go a full month
without the candy?
Did you hear all them?
Reese's.
What? I was listening to a guy today who does a national radio. Don't feel bad, Tom. I'm going to defend you right now. Oh, and I got to rip Elijah too.
Okay, cool.
But I got to defend Tom for
once.
Push
that guy down the steps.
Well, once in my life, I need to defend Tom. I was listening to a national radio show today with millions of listeners. Dude was straight up eating.
You could just like crunching on waves.
No, he was like, yeah. That's what I was saying. I mean,
I didn't even realize I was doing it to me.
We heard you,
dude. I was like, "There's 19 commercials."
Thanks, Shane. That's what I was thinking. I thought I didn't want to be wrong and say it.
Tom, what's this thing? What's with the mean dropping potatoes?
Yeah.
Somebody has some dirty Thanksgiving potatoes.
Yeah, I know. You know what he did?
Come on.
You know what this guy did? So he went to they were at the supermarket. He picked up the bag of potatoes to put it on the cart. And three potatoes fell out from the bottom because it had a hole, right?
So he just kicked them?
So he put the bag back, took the potatoes, and just threw them back in there. Didn't even put them back in the bag.
I would have left them on the floor.
Just threw them like in the
rack.
Display?
In the display, yeah.
So now they just have rotten potatoes.
They just got rotten potatoes in the display, yeah.
You're going to be shopping
that? Although Dave just said he wouldn't even put them back in the display. He would have just left
them on the floor.
So let me guess, they got potatoes all rotten.
All right, speaking of which, I need to rip Elijah now.
It's about the Eagles, isn't it?
It is about the Eagles.
Oh, my.
I think the... got our own little laugh track. Got a little laugh track. I got to call you out for something you said last week.
Please.
Because either way you answer, it's not going to be good. You said... It didn't hit me until like 24 hours after you said it. But you said the Eagles game, when they were playing... Who'd they play last week?
The Commanders.
You said, like, first quarter, you knew that it wasn't going to be good, and you shut it off.
I said I knew it wasn't going to be good.
Oh, you didn't shut it off.
I didn't shut it off.
Okay.
You stand corrected.
I thought you said I shut it off and went to bed.
Yeah. No, that's not what he said.
Well, then I got nothing to rip him for.
Yeah.
He just shut his brain off.
But I am curious. Did you think we were going to lose that game?
They did lose
that
game.
Which one?
No, the one this past week.
Hindsight's 20/20, Dave.
Yeah.
I wasn't confident.
It was like the Shore Unshore commercials. He was right here.
It was like Todd Pinkston like going up for an easy catch across the middle.
Say Todd Pinkston is
alligator arms. That guy.
I got it. Oh, no, I don't. I'm not catching. I'm going to get hit.
Yeah. I mean, he was the worst.
We got this
Todd Stinkston.
We got this guy on the Jets, Denzel Mims. I've seen him catch like two balls in like 2 years.
Yeah,
he gets targeted a lot. And he's really, really good at just letting them bounce off his helmet. He's just like, I don't know that he understands what the point of football is. That he's just fast.
Maybe he just thinks it's fun to get hit in the head with a football.
I think he thinks you get points for that. He's like, I did good.
He's like the Jose Canseco home run. He just assumes that's good. You get hit in the head.
Maybe he's a soccer player and doesn't think you can use your arms.
Maybe that's it. He's trying to catch it with his face mask.
Oh, man. Did you watch the Patriots game?
No.
I'm so glad.
What's their record?
6-4.
Yeah, same record as the Jets, unfortunately, because the Jets just lost to them on Sunday.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised.
Guys, actually, it was a barn burner. 28 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
Then Brady steps.
Score was 3-3.
Ew. And wasn't it an interception return for a touchdown?
It was a punt return for a touchdown. First punt return for a touchdown this year.
To win the game. 10-3.
Would you rather eat an entire turkey by yourself or eat all the Thanksgiving stuffing by yourself?
Neither.
I think you have to pick one.
Yeah, you got to pick one, Dom. You can't. At least explain why.
I would eat the whole entire stuffing.
Yeah, me too. I like stuffing.
I like stuffing.
I don't know what it is. What is stuffing? It's like sponge?
Yeah, it's just it's used sponge. When you throw them away, there's a gremlin that comes and takes them all and brings them
to the stuffing factory. Used sponges with a little bit of seasoning on them. I mean, I like it. I don't know what it is.
It's the stuff that you clean from the inside of your trap under your sink. That's it's all the seasonings that come off the plate.
It's like that and old coffee grounds.
Couple eggshells in there.
What about you?
What do you guys?
Probably turkey.
I'm definitely stuffing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bother caring about what Tom says about this next one because I know.
Would you like me to still answer, though?
No.
Okay.
Would you rather have 2 days of Thanksgiving or 2 days of Christmas?
Oh, we know.
Yeah, that. I don't need to answer that. That's just
if you don't know that, you have not been watching for the last 2.5 years.
Or don't know me at all. Like,
don't get upset, Tom.
That's a tough one.
How is that a tough one?
Whoa.
That's a tough one.
Whoa. Why'd the voice get super high?
Simmer down there, Gunsmoke.
Chill. You and Gangster Turkey had need to cool out.
Seriously, the guy's got his fedora on. He's just beat the heck out of a leprechaun.
What's the hat that the Russian guys wear? Like in the that's what it looks like. They
Bolshevik hat.
Yeah.
Watch your language.
Just because he said a Bolshevik hat.
Jeez.
But it does look
Bolshevik.
Like, it looks like they cut the bottom like inch off of one of those hats, and they used it to make the arms.
Your turkey's name is Ivan.
Ivan. It's got to be Ivan.
Ivan McBaska.
Ivan.
He does look a little. He looks a little inebriated.
He's enjoying his Thanksgiving.
He does.
He was hanging out with the leprechaun. He was in the Irish pub, and
he definitely did just walk out of an Irish pub. He has an Irish hat on. It's not a pilgrim hat. It's an Irish hat. And listen, I'm all about it. That is my favorite hat ever.
He said he walked in here singing "Danny Boy." It was crazy.
Wow.
And he's gonna run out of here without a head.
Wow. And then fall down the steps.
Would you rather cook the entire Thanksgiving meal or clean up all the dishes? Would you rather cook the meal or clean up the dishes?
Clean the dishes all day.
Cook. I'd much rather cook. I hate cleaning dishes.
I clean the dishes.
I'm going to do the dishes. I don't mind cooking, but I'm just going to throw away the dishes and buy new ones.
Yeah. There's like paper plates for everybody.
Absolutely.
Dishes.
With those wire, straw things. You guys have those things back in the day since we were talking old stuff? The paper plate thing, it was like a wicker thing. You put your paper plates into it for support.
Dave
doesn't know what I'm talking about.
I thought that. Yeah,
so it was like this. It was like
that's
this
big in the Puerto Rican community.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so you can
Irish people too.
So it's you can buy the cheap plates.
Mm-hmm. And there's like this, it's like a wicker chair.
Yeah.
That they cut down for the plate. They just cut the arm off the wicker chairs that they're going bad, and they just rolled it over the edge so you could put the plate inside of it.
You ever see those chairs that look like the moons that you can sit in? Exactly. It's just like that without the legs.
But doesn't it get dirty if stuff like falls off the plate?
It almost snaps in there. It's like,
wow,
they're amazing.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. No. Hang on a second. Sean just said they were amazing, and Elijah just said they are amazing.
He still uses them.
You still use these things?
If I can find them, I will.
He's got them with his cassette tapes.
I don't have any. My wicker fell apart. They rot over the years.
Would you rather take a nap after Thanksgiving meal or watch a football game?
Nap.
I think both should be an option.
That's a combo.
Yeah.
Because as you're watching the game, you're nodding off.
There's no nap like a Thanksgiving afternoon football nap.
Right after Thanksgiving is when you run out to the stores to catch the early Black Friday sales.
You know, I can't.
There's something wrong with you.
You shouldn't.
You know why I take.
I'm adding you to the prayer list now. You wanted to have Dave earlier.
You know why I take Black Friday off from work?
Yeah.
Because I can't get to work.
Yep. Traffic to the outlets.
My shop is a quarter mile or a half mile from the outlets.
I think that's why my company gives us the day off on Friday. They're like, yeah, you guys are not getting into Lowe's to get anything to fix anything in the house. Exactly. Just take the day off.
Exactly. I said last year I'm not going to fight this anymore. It takes me a good hour and a half to get to work, and it's usually 7 minutes. It takes me an hour and a half to get to work and usually an hour and a half to get back.
So I'll come over Black Friday, and we'll just have coffee and hang out.
Cool. I just call that Friday.
Yeah, just like every other Friday. Yeah,
just a Friday. Why does it got to be Black Friday?
Yeah, I don't know why you went racial with it.
Hey, what's with the black?
Because I'm there. Boom. That's
how he likes to drink his coffee.
Mm. Yeah.
Does anybody still watch the parade?
Yeah, my kids.
They still do that?
Yeah, they still do
that. My kids love it. They love it. Like,
I always turn it on for the kids, and they watch it for like 36 seconds, and they're like, I'm good.
No.
It's horrible.
It's the same Bart Simpson balloon from 1983. Yeah. So it's horrible.
It's the same thing over and over again.
But my kids love it, so stop downplaying it.
Really?
They enjoy
you love the Thanksgiving parade?
And the Christmas parade.
You like sitting there watching it?
Ooh, who's Garfield?
Ooh.
Ooh. He knows who that is.
No. He has to. He's always in the.
You know Garfield, right? The cat? Yeah. Okay. Garfield's still around.
Yeah. What was the dog's name?
There was a dog.
Ooh.
Odie.
Oh. Odie's not that popular with the kids.
What's his owner's name?
John
Arbuckle.
John. What was the girl cat name? Nermal.
Oh, that's the little gray one.
You look lost, Tom. It's okay. We'll keep on going.
He's pulling his best Scrappy Doo right now.
Gumby. Scrappy Doo.
I didn't. I wasn't into the Garfield.
Power.
What do you look forward to for the meal?
Hanging out with the family.
Yeah. Food, Tom.
Science. I'm not a Thanksgiving person. I don't think any Thanksgiving food's that good.
Thanksgiving should be skipped and we should go right to Christmas is what you think.
No, I never said that. Watch the tapes.
I know, the 2 days. And
there's 2 days for Thanksgiving and then we get right back to Christmas. Yes.
Horrible.
Yes. My wife threw me under the bus on her sermon about that.
Good. I'm glad and I enjoyed it. If I had a remote, I would have rewinded it and made y'all rewatch it and watch it and watch it.
You should throw in the tape rewinder.
I would have walked out.
No, because you would have been rewinding. You'd have to sit back down. Get out.
All right, last one.
Last one?
Would you rather have to eat only cranberry sauce for a day?
I hate cranberry sauce. Whatever. You don't even have to finish it. Whatever it is.
Whatever the other one is.
Or drink only gravy for the day.
We spoke to gravy.
I don't care. I'm drinking gravy.
I'll take the gravy.
I'll drink the gravy
all day.
I'm drinking gravy. Bread. Gravy and bread.
Just bring me a 55-gallon drum with a straw.
Well, I thought it was going to be hands down cranberry sauce, but now I'm wondering if I could eat that more than like a little bit. It's really sweet.
That's all I get on my plate is a little bit just to balance out the flavors.
I don't even get it.
I don't either. Watching it come out of the can.
It's
it's like dog
food.
Yeah. It just doesn't move. It doesn't. At least Jell-O jiggles. Like cranberry sauce just sits there and cans. It still has the rings around it. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
That sounds just a weird cut.
It just looks like a red can with no label.
That's true. Yeah, I don't even eat it.
So I asked Tom what part of the meal he looked forward to. What's your favorite dessert, Tom?
What, like a Thanksgiving
dessert? You know you want, like Reese's. Is it Reese's?
You know he's got a punch bowl full of candy on the table.
I ask my wife. I don't eat dessert. I'm not a dessert guy.
Just candy.
Every time we go out, I don't need dessert.
That's because you had it all day before the meal. You need a break.
Yeah, it might be it, but I'm not a dessert kind of guy.
I don't eat dessert.
Honestly, I'm full after the meal. I don't have room. I have a cup of coffee after Thanksgiving.
All right.
That's my dessert, a cup of coffee.
I am more...
with a pound of sugar.
I usually don't go for dessert, but if I do after Thanksgiving, it has to be a pie.
Apple pie.
It has to be a pie.
Apple pie.
Only cake I will have is cheesecake.
No cheesecake. Yeah, no cheesecake is horrible.
It's cheesecake.
Pumpkin
with
cheesecake.
Pumpkin cheesecake is even worse.
I didn't say pumpkin cheesecake.
I said pumpkin cheesecake.
Oh. Yeah. But yeah. It's delicious. If it's cake, cheesecake. Oh. Other than that, pie.
No. That's horrible. Yeah, pumpkin pie. What about you?
Lisa makes pineapple stuffing.
What?
That's not a dessert.
That's not a dessert.
Yes, but it is delicious. It is
absolutely a dessert. It is a side amazing. And a dessert. It is fantastic.
What is that?
It's pineapple stuffing.
My wife makes
it. You that. Haven't had it?
No.
We're going to try to find a healthier version this year because it has like a bit of sugar in it. So we're going to try to do a little healthier version this year.
It literally tastes like a dessert. It is amazing.
So you don't eat turkey and like Thanksgiving.
Pudding with pumpkin. Like I went like that.
Dude, I went to their house like the day after. Like, you got any more? Lisa's like, no, it's all gone. I'm like, you don't care about me.
So you don't eat turkey on Thanksgiving?
No. No, not anymore.
Do you eat the tofurkey?
Yeah, I'm going to have toes of turkey. I don't know. We actually don't know what we're doing this year. Lisa found a... what is it? Lentil loaf?
Oh,
yeah, it's a lentil meatloaf.
Oh god! Oh, does that come in a can too, like the cranberry?
That just
she's gonna make
like
it.
That brown we'll bread. Like that brown bread that you know.
See, here's the problem. Like I like a lot. We're all into the whole food plant based thing, I like a lot of that food. But when you start trying to make other food to taste like something else, that's when it starts to get a little weird.
Getting a little funky.
So, yeah. Might just not. I'm going to make some mashed potatoes.
Well, you can. Yeah, that's good.
Make some mashed potatoes.
Candy yams.
Sure. I don't know what that is, but I've heard yams, of them.
Sweet potatoes.
Ow.
You put marshmallows on top.
Bacon. Ah, those are good.
Brown sugar, butter.
He doesn't like dessert, though.
Yeah. That's not a dessert. It's not a dessert.
It's got marshmallows.
It's not a dessert. Brown it's part
sugar.
Of the meal.
And brown sugar.
And butter.
It's part of the meal. But it's part of the meal.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay.
It's big in the Puerto Rican community.
It's big in the black community.
See, Sean's grew up with the Puerto Rican community. That's why he likes
it. It's big in the
stuff.
Black community, too.
How's the diabetes doing in those communities?
The black community is very high. It's very, very high. It is extremely high. But we call it the sugars.
Yeah. Let me check the sugars. Yes. Yes. Just a little, psh, and then you can eat some more.
Just saying. No, we're supposed to be real. I'm keeping it real. Right. That's what we call it.
Right.
We call it the sugars.
That's right.
Will Winston, I'll save your life.
Right over the clothes and everything.
A lot of us will put a half a 5 pound bag of sugar in
that's
our
right.
Kool-Aid. Like, what did you
that's
say?
Right.
That's how we. That's how it goes.
Everybody didn't do that. You didn't have to put a 5 pound bag of sugar in the Kool-Aid.
That's a half a 5 pound bag.
Oh, I thought you used the whole 5 pound bag.
Oh, okay.
Must be a white thing.
I guess so. No, if we're going to go there, I've seen other cultures not even put sugar
in. Two teaspoons in?
They just put one pack of Kool-Aid to add water.
Oh.
Hey, what is this?
It's purple water.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It is disgusting. Yeah, you haven't seen, right. I'm telling you, you haven't watched that Sunny D commercial when they're like, we got some purple stuff, some OJ. Look at the little black kid when he does the purple stuff. He's like, I want that. Like, he's like, I don't want.
He thought it was Kool-Aid, though. He didn't know it was just purple water.
It was drink.
It was drink.
Purple drink.
It was drink. We really couldn't afford juice. We had drink. It was orange drink, grape drink.
Fruit drink. It was a red. You thought it was fruit punch, but didn't taste anything like it.
It was drink. Juice. We didn't get introduced to juice till we got jobs and we could buy it ourselves.
That stuff was like $3 for $1 for like a gallon.
Everything was artificial.
My childhood was just cases and cases of the like generic brand Kool-Aid mix.
It was like $10.
Listen,
that was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life, Tom. When you were like, we just do it right through the clothes. Hit the needle right through the clothes, and then we're okay, we can go eat some more.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not even kidding, though. That's the funny thing. My dad, God bless him, he used to go right over the jacket.
Over the jacket?
Yeah, he wouldn't even take the jacket off. He'd be like, psh, psh.
When you say jacket, you mean like sport jacket, like a suit jacket?
No, like a
winter coat.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Mom, am I lying?
That guy's a pro, yeah. Man.
What?
Yeah, man, just right over the clothes. You gotta find different spots, you know.
That was so funny talking about hard times. It was great. Listen, I was talking to my buddy at work, and we was talking about, like, there was times where we didn't have heat at home, and we had kerosene heaters. So he was like, oh, man, when we would run out of oil, he said he would go and get diesel fuel.
Yeah. Yep.
And I was like, you would get diesel fuel? He was like, yeah, I would get on my bike, and I'd be like, oh, you were more privileged than me. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, I had to get 2 5-gallon cans of kerosene to carry them.
That's right.
I said, dude, you had a bike. You show off. Get out of here. I had to walk in the winter, like 3 feet of snow, to get kerosene. I used to go to school smelling like a gas station.
Yeah. That stuff stays with you, too.
How dangerous were those things, the kerosene heater?
Perfectly safe.
We would cook on them, but they kept the house, the air. They used to dry out the air, so we used to put a big pot of water.
We did, too. We used to put a pot of water, too. Yeah.
Sometimes put some potpourri in it.
And that pot never got used for anything else.
Nope.
In the off-season, it just sat in a drawer.
Yep. That's right.
It was a seasoned one.
Yeah. I remember I was so excited because I was the one that used to have to fill the kerosene heaters. And it, like, used to be the, it used to be the pump.
The orange with the orange.
With the little thing on the top? Yeah. So my dad said to me, he's like, hey, man, if I ever got something that just has a button that you push and fills it up, would you be happy? And he got this electric one. We just turned it on.
I had that. It broke.
Like, oh, that's ours great. Broke. Did it?
Ours broke. Oh.
So you had one of those kerosene space heaters, too?
Yeah, we had 3 of them.
Never had one of those.
Dude.
We had one upstairs and 2 downstairs.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
My room was like a sauna. But why? When I opened, because I had one in my room.
Oh, you had one. You had your own.
We had a small
one. Wow, you're really privileged.
Yeah. But the problem with that was once you walk outside the room, it was like, damn, I'm outside.
Like, yeah, until Adrian fell in and my sister's. Adrian, the guy that came to preach on us, he still has the mark. When he was like 6, he fell on it, man.
Oh.
Just burned him right up. It was like a 3rd-degree burn. Right after that, we got rid of him.
Those things are dangerous.
Yeah, the house that when I was a teenager we had was single-pane windows. So we'd have to tape trash bags over the window.
Yeah.
And the 1 year, what I found out is that you don't use black trash bags. Because you use black trash bags and you never know what time it is. Like in the morning, you're late for school because you still think it's night outside.
Kerosene is actually what launched Illumination Community Outreach. When me and my wife sat down to launch this nonprofit, originally the thought behind it was we wanted to take solar power light to third world countries because they use kerosene. And it's causing deaths and a lot of serious stuff out there.
Kerosene lamps? Like for light?
For light in third world countries, yeah. But then we figured pretty quickly that that's a really expensive nonprofit to do. So we started focusing on our own community. But yeah, that's actually what Illumination came from. That was the thought behind it, was to go over there and teach them how to use solar power light.
That's decent. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I keep sending people y'all away, too.
I appreciate it.
Oh, there's a turkey in the refrigerator that somebody dropped off.
Cool.
So, oh, yeah.
In the refrigerator or in the
It was
freezer?
Already in the thaw-out process. I wasn't sure if you guys wanted it. So it was
They'll probably use it for the Christmas dinner, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Yep.
That's all you got? Man, that's all you got?
Listen, what do you want? What do you want me? No, I do want to give... I do want to say something about my daughter because grades came up. We had parent-teacher conferences.
Yeah.
Right?
We did too.
First of all.
She hasn't paid attention at all the whole show.
So first of all, I found out my son has a little crew in school. Like they all kind of hang out, but the teachers had nothing but nice things to say about him. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, can you show me a picture of the kid you're talking about? Because I don't know who this kid is that you're saying is a good kid.
Ooh.
I don't know him. So you need to show. I'm joking, son. I love you, son. I'm joking. He's going to push me down the steps.
You got maybe somebody with a pillow in your
sleep. That's what I'm thinking.
He's not going to wait for me to go to sleep.
Little Elijah.
Hey, Dad, come here. I'm going to fluff a pillow for you.
Maybe he threatened the teacher.
So what happened with your daughter?
Oh, well.
Not sorry. I mean, he brought it up.
He said, her teacher said, Kyoko is funny. He was like, she is funny. And I got to catch myself laughing sometimes in class because I'm not supposed to. But he also said she is above average in everything. Math, reading. He said her reading level went up four levels.
Wow.
Four levels.
Very nice.
Awesome.
I was so proud of her. I couldn't wait to get back and tell her, but she was already asleep, snoring, drooling all over the place.
You did nighttime conferences?
Yeah.
Ah. I didn't know that was an option.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still glad. We did like first thing in the morning.
I wish I could.
Yeah.
I would have done that, but you know. And I did a Zoom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wish I knew that was an option.
Yeah, they give you the option.
They didn't give me the option. Mostly because I don't do any of that.
They give you the option on Genius, but I guess you weren't one.
Well, Lisa knows about all this stuff. She schedules everything. She just tells me.
Don't blame her.
She tells me where to go and when.
Who does this?
My wife.
Lisa?
Lisa.
Okay. I'm not going to let him blame you.
I wasn't blaming her. Yeah, I thought it was fine.
It sounded like you were passing
the buck. I really don't want to come home from work and have to go back out to do conferences.
It sounded like you were passing the buck. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for everything you do, even with the show.
I'm sorry.
I know you have your hands full with the kids and a big kid, and it's a lot. I know.
So, you know, I just want to say something. It's Thanksgiving, and it's a holiday that it's really more of an American holiday because there's a lot of third world countries or countries out there that they don't quite have the freedom that we have, right? For example, Haiti, they don't even celebrate Thanksgiving because they're usually on the receiving end of the giving, right? So this is the important part of the show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was paying attention. I heard you, Haiti. Thanksgiving. Turkey's eyes mesmerized me.
And they don't have much to give, right? So the whole Thanksgiving thing for them is not even a thing. And there's a lot for us to be thankful. And I do want to read a verse. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus, right? And I got a short testimony on the importance of being thankful because God has been so faithful in my life. Every time something major happens in my life and I don't know what's going to happen or what's going to go on, the Lord has been so faithful and faithful over time, over time, over time. This past week, you know, on Sunday, I told the church that it's important for us to be obedient to God's word. And the Lord speaks to us in different ways. One meaning, you know, the Bible is a great way for the Lord to speak to you. But there's a lot of times that the Lord speaks to us in silence, right? And where he's trying to tell us something, but just in pure silence. And I experienced that this week. I was supposed to preach this last Sunday, and my whole sermon was written out. I have it all. I showed it to Dave earlier. And the name of my sermon was Thanks and Giving. So I was going to break the thanks part of it and the giving part of it, right? And the one thing that Pastor Pete told me when I first started preaching is to make sure that I practice my sermon a couple times before actually coming in on Sunday, right? So this was the first time that I have ever had my sermon completed almost a week before it was, you know, before I had to give it. So Monday, I went home and I started just preaching it, practicing it, preaching it. But it wasn't sitting right. It wasn't sitting right. Something was wrong. I didn't know what was going on. I'm like, Lord, what's going on? I spent all this time on this sermon. I have it all done. But it's just, you know, and as I'm preaching it and practicing it, something's not sitting right. It doesn't feel right. And then I started thinking, because as you guys know, there's a lot of times where my sermon gets changed on Thursday or Friday, and I have to redo the whole thing because the Lord wants me to go a different direction. I thought, well, is this something that is going to happen now? Like, is he trying to tell me that I got to preach on something else? And then I started thinking, like, of things that maybe I should preach about. I started thinking. The Lord wasn't putting it in my heart. I started thinking. And then I do something that I think that we are all guilty of. I think we're all guilty of giving the devil a lot of credit, a lot of credit, when we really shouldn't be giving him any credit. So I started giving the devil credit in the sense of like, oh, this is the devil getting to me and saying, oh, this isn't a good sermon. You don't want to do the sermon. You got to find something else, this and that. And I'm like, man, what is going on? It's crazy. I got home on Tuesday from the Prodigal Sons, and my wife walks up to me. My wife Claire walks up to me. And she says to me, I got something to tell you, but I'm not really sure how you're going to take it. Because she heard me the day before practicing, and she know I told her because I was proud. I'm like, I actually had my whole sermon done already. She said, the Lord gave me a word for Sunday. is what she said to me. And as soon as she said that to me, I got a sense, my whole body was just peace. I just felt peace. Like all that stuff that I was thinking about and battling with all went away in a second, and I had this sense of peace. And I'm like, wow, I'm getting chills talking about it. And I'm like, and I didn't even question it. I just said, you know what? This is the Lord speaking to me. I looked at her and I said, you can have the pulpit on Sunday. She looked at me. She said, what? Are you serious? I didn't think you were going to respond with that because you already have your sermon. And then I told her my story. I said, baby, I've been battling with this sermon. It's all done. I showed it to her. It's done. It's what the Lord put in my heart, you know. So the Lord was speaking through me through that silence of not telling me exactly what to do. And I have realized there's a lot of times in life where the Lord tells us to do something and we've spent all this time preparing something and going through all this, and the Lord says, you got to do it. And once you finish it, the Lord says, okay, now that you did all that, I'm not even going to use that. I'm not even good. You're not even going to do that. I just wanted you to do it. You know, now I did learn a lot from it. I have it in my back pocket in case someone ever says, hey, I need you to do a sermon. I have one. But it's important for us to make sure that we are being obedient to God's word. And sometimes that's just by just the silence that God is giving you. Maybe he's trying to talk to you. And I'm thankful in this Thanksgiving and grateful that's the main thing I've been working in my life is prayer. I'm trying to be in constant prayer with God, but not just talking. I spend a lot of silent time just trying to listen to what he's saying and saying in my life. And I'm thankful for that. So I wanted to share that with you. Cool. Because a lot of people say, well, what does that mean? Listen to God in your silence. And that's an example that happened to me just this week. And then my wife went on the pulpit, and as soon as she finished preaching, I'm like, now I understand why the Lord wanted her to have that sermon. Because she literally broke down how to prepare yourself going into the holidays with things that you're battling with.
Quick question. Like what I was talking about earlier before the show, is that a similar thing? Like when I said when I woke up at 3 and I just had that feeling.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's a very similar thing. Yeah. Yeah. You're and what I keep telling you is that you're and this is because I've been watching you grow and grow. You're starting to really know God's voice in your life. You're starting to recognize God's voice in your life, and you're starting to respond to it and being obedient to it. And that's something that I have noticed, and it's been awesome. But yeah, that's very similar to what I'm talking about. Yep.
That was a good feeling, though.
Yeah.
It was a really good feeling. Yeah. And to have that feeling, and immediately, I couldn't wait to share it with everybody at basketball.
And there was affirmation that came from it after you shared it. Yeah. People are coming. People are praying on the group now. Hmm. People are saying, watch your language. This is a God group. Like, we're like, what? Because you're listening, the Lord is being able to work his will in that basketball ministry, you know? I want to say it again. Let's not give the devil so much credit. We're so quick to say, oh, the devil's doing this to me, the devil. No, it's not necessarily the devil all the time. It's just, you know, maybe God just says no to what you want.
And gives you what you need.
And gives you what you need at that time, yeah. That sense of peace that I got when she said, the Lord gave me a word for Sunday. And then all of a sudden,
whew, like a sense, shot of insulin.
Yeah, I was like,
straight to the jacket.
But yeah, I just wanted to share that because it's Thanksgiving, and I'm just thankful for how faithful God is.
Hey, Sean, I know you're going to close us out here with a word of prayer. I didn't ignore you. Well, I did ignore you earlier when you asked for prayer requests, but I wanted to say it on the air.
Okay.
A lot of us have at least part of the week off, and we have some running around to do, and we have some cooking to do, and even though family comes and we enjoy it, like, it gets stressful. This world is just so full of anger and anxiety. Man, this whole season of Thanks Christmas, whatever Tom thinks it is, whatever. It's just like if we could just turn down the anxiety and turn up the love a little bit in our communities and just out there in the world. It'd be pretty great because everybody's quick to judge and be upset and, you know, that's all I got. Cool.
You know, Thanksgiving is an interesting holiday because – and I was going to preach about this. in my opinion, it's probably the most celebrated holiday, even more so than Christmas, because it's not really a religion holiday, right? It's not religious at all. So a lot of different people, whether you're atheist or you don't believe or you or whatever it is, you can participate in this holiday without feeling the pressure of like, oh, well, it's not the birth of Jesus and all that other stuff. And it's probably the day of the year, and this is what breaks my heart. It's probably the day of the year that either prayer is allowed, people are okay with it because, you know, it's Thanksgiving, and it's probably the day of the year where most, like, a lot of people are praying at the same time because of the Thanksgiving, and even if you're not, even if you don't believe in Jesus, you still can feel grateful about something and thankful about something, and yeah, man, it's I as much as it pains me to say this, I'm 48 years old, but this is the first year that I'm looking at Thanksgiving. That's what my whole sermon was about, is I'm looking at Thanksgiving a different way than I usually do. And it's kind of cool.
Cool. I didn't realize you were closing in on 50, though. Jeez.
Yeah, we're going to have a big 50-year-old bash here at the Prodigal Sons.
Yeah, I'll get you a walker.
I'll get the tennis balls.
I'll get you the insulin injector.
We're set.
We're set.
Dave, what did you say if as Christians we turn down the anxiety?
Turn down the anxiety and turn up the love.
And turn up the love.
Yeah.
If that was a radio station, that's something we should all be dialed into.
That's a t-shirt. Oh, I love that.
I like it.
Yeah. So with that being said, quick reminder, we have all of our episodes. They're all updated now. You can go check all of them out.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
They're
Dave's wife.
Dave's wife.
Yes. Dave's wife.
They're all uploaded, so you can catch all of our shows on Spotify, Podcast Addict, Apple, YouTube. And if you're watching, still watching, please like, please share. We want to get this, you know, our message out. This was a fun episode, but we are thankful for everything, everybody, and we thank God for just being. Sure.
All right.
And real quick, we are off next week. And then we have a real fun episode the week after that with a special guest.
We'll have a rerun on, but we won't be live.
All right. So it's not a rerun.
Kind of messed me up, bro.
I don't know.
Father God,
let's pray for that.
Oh, Father, why? Father, we just want to come. We are so thankful that we've been at this for a minute. 117 episodes, Lord. You have seen this. You knew it was coming, and you put us here, so we are thankful for that. Lord, we want to keep Betty. We want to lift her up to you this week, Lord. We know she's been going through it. You know what it is. You know what needs to be done. So, Lord, help deliver those situations. Help deliver into that situation what is needed to get her back on track. I want to pray for my daughter, Teresa. Lord, you've been with her through this. She's getting much better, and I thank you for that. That has been huge. For Randy and his family, for everything they're going through right now. Lord, just help with that situation. There's the justice system is failing. The government is failing in that situation. And so please step in and help them out to the best that they can. For our brother Shane, in his interview, Lord, let him get the answers he needs. Let him get it go the way he needs it to go. Lord, you know what the best possible outcome is for that situation. So let it happen in your will. So, Lord, it's been heavy on me for, like Dave said, turn down the anxiety and turn up the love. If we could just be more thankful in general, I think, as a people, if we could just be appreciate what we have, who we have, all the things that you've brought into our lives, that we live in a culture where everything is more, 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 me, 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 I. And if we would just appreciate the things that you've given us, family, love, you know, community, there's a roof over your head, you have food, Lord, just help us remember that it's the small things that are important, not the big things. It's not having a yacht. It's not having, you know, a Lamborghini. It's not having all these things. It's all the small things that you have provided from the beginning. Being able to provide for your family, being able to keep them under a roof, being able to keep them warm in the wintertime. We made a lot of jokes about, like, stuff we have, but I was thankful as a kid to have some of those things. So let's just remind us to be thankful. I think we've forgotten what it means, like, just to appreciate that things are there that have been provided, whether it's by our own hand, by somebody else's hand, the things that you've orchestrated, Lord, there is always something. We've all been in need, and we've gotten a hand out. We've all helped somebody in need. Mm-hmm. Let us remember what it is to just appreciate the life that you gave us. Let us love more. There is no reason for this world to be so angry. So angry. It breaks my heart. I don't understand it. Why we're angry over stupid things and, you know, politicians and different religious beliefs and different, you know, sexuality and everything else that goes on in the world. Why can't we just appreciate who everybody is? You made everybody and you gave us the freedom to make choices. So appreciate the fact that somebody made a choice. You don't have to agree with it, but you can appreciate and respect the fact that they made that choice and they can live their life and you can live yours in harmony without having to fight about it. So Lord, bring us through this holiday season. We're in it again. There's a lot of folks that it's not a good time of year for some folks, Lord. You know, brings up memories and everything. I know it gets to me almost every year. So Lord, if you could just be with those who have lost, if you could be with those who are alone, if you could be with those who just are not good with the holiday season, Lord, just spread your love. Just put your hands upon those people. Be with them. Keep everybody safe. Keep everybody's travel safe. There's going to be a lot of traveling going on the next couple of days, so keep everybody on the road safe. And Lord, just let us be thankful. Let us be love in you. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 I'm thankful for the people who tune in and listen to us blather on about nothing in particular.
Just this time.
No, I mean, let's be honest.
Don't do that.
We haven't had a lot to say in about 50, 60 episodes. I'm having a great time. I'm just glad they're here. I got some more reviews coming.
Boom, boom, boom,
nice.
Boom, boom.
I love reviews.
Yeah. For like the fourth week in a row, rated a podcast in Royersford.
Awesome. And Royersford basement.
Yeah, I mean, we're rated that too. We're on every list. All the lists. Some good, some bad. Anyway.
We're in the middle of a stampede right now. But
what about that? That's fun.
Ceiling coming in. Yeah, we'll talk about that next time. All right, guys. Love you. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Have a happy,
happy Thanksgiving.
Enjoy this.
Be blessed. Be safe. Your love.
Enjoy this independent music from Tracks on Tracks Productions. That's me.